listen to the end of today's show to find out the hidden twist in our opening story. So, we had a party at home for my birthday. Everyone gathered around and we took a photo inside the house, but there was something strange about it. There was a woman, her face white and her eyes red, looking at me from the closet behind us. Of course, we were terrified, so I took it to a medium to have her look at it. "I don't sense any spirit in this picture. It's not a ghost photo," she said. "Oh, thank God. Don't scare me like that." Hey guys, I'm your host Tara A. Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Koobana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. I'd like to start this episode by saying a big thank you to everyone who has joined our Patreon over the last few weeks. Your support helps keep the show going, and really means a lot to me. Thank you. If you would also like early access to both this show and Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends, plus special bonus episodes, you can head over to koobana.net to find out more. And, starting next week, on Friday the 13th, one of my personal favourite days of the year, you can grab Koobana Volume 2 and 3 on Amazon for only 99 cents each. That's over 170 stories for less than the price of a coffee. If you haven't picked up either book yet, there's no better time. That sale starts next Friday and goes for a week, so don't miss out. So, on this week's episode, we're going to be looking at some of the strange and unbelievable things people have seen. Whether that's cryptids, ghosts, or things they just can't explain. Our first story is about a woman who goes to the mall to do a little shopping after work. But when she tries to leave, she ends up in the basement, and she soon realizes she's not alone down there. What's hiding in the darkness? Find out in The Thing in the Basement. One day when I was returning home from work, I decided to stop by the store to do a bit of shopping. I think it was just a little after 8 p.m. Rather than calling this shopping mall a department store, it was more like a small collection of shops. But it was convenient for small things like clothes, so every now and then I went there. It was a 6th floor building. The 5th and 6th floors were for parking, and then the basement to the 4th floor were for shops. At the time, the basement was under renovations, so you couldn't enter. The mall closed at 9 p.m, so when I dropped by at 8, most of the shops were getting ready to close, hanging up their green nets for the night. After I finished my shopping on the 4th floor, I didn't want to be further hassle to the shop staff, so I hurried to leave. I went towards the elevator at the end of the floor. The elevator was already stopped and waiting there. I got in and pressed the button for the 1st floor. Now, I've ridden that elevator many times. It's cramped, with no window. The lights are dim. It's slow moving and noisy, with a huge mirror in the back. It's not a nice place to be in. When the elevator started moving, I looked at the buttons and noticed that the light for the 1st floor wasn't on. The light for the button underneath it, the basement, was lit up. I figured I'd just pressed the wrong button by mistake. So I pushed the first floor again, but the light wouldn't come on. And so it continued down to the basement, currently restricted due to renovations. And the doors slowly opened. Everything was under construction, so it was pitch black. Not a single light was on. The only thing I could see was the green emergency exit sign. Of course, there were no tenants there. It was just a wide open space. It was kinda creepy, so I pressed the button to close the elevator doors, and once again tried to go to the first floor. But just as the doors were about to close, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. My eyes weren't used to the dark yet, so I wasn't sure what I'd seen. Whatever it was, it looked like a person running to try and get on the elevator before the doors closed. I decided to wait and pressed the button to keep the doors open, but as my eyes began to adjust to the dark, I took a better look at what was running towards me. It looked to be easily over 2 meters tall, yet its head was strangely small and the body incredibly thin. The figure on the dark floor seemed to have its hands clasped behind its back and was wriggling towards me as though trying not to fall over. Scared, I quickly pushed the close button. I don't know whether it saw that or not, but suddenly it picked up speed and began twisting its way over even faster. Terrified, I pressed the close button over and over again. Finally, the doors began to close slowly, and then I finally got a glimpse of the figure under the light of the emergency exit sign. It was bald, like a monk. And while I didn't see it very clearly, I also remember it was barefoot. Even after the doors closed, I kept hitting the close button like an idiot, but the elevator refused to go anywhere. I'd forgotten to press the button for the first floor. Quickly I pressed it, and as I did, there was a loud bang against the elevator door, like something hitting it really hard. I kept hitting the button for the first floor repeatedly, and as soon as it arrived, I flew out and ran out of the building. After that, I called my friend to come and pick me up. I didn't tell them anything about what happened. Our next story is about a young woman who returns home to find someone peeping through her parents' bedroom window. But there's something not quite right about the situation, and when she realizes what, she can't believe her eyes. Find out why in I Saw Someone Looking In. This happened when I was still living at home. My parents' house is an apartment on the first floor. Both my parents work, so usually when I get home, no one's there. On this particular night, I returned home from work and went to my room to get changed, when I saw what looked like someone peeping through the curtain. Shocked, I ran to the living room, but then I realized that perhaps the window in my parents' room was open, because it was summer. Nervously, I went to their room, and there was someone outside, staring right at me. It was dark, so I couldn't see his face clearly, but it was a man with glasses and a buzz cut. Gripped with fear, I yelled out, "Who are you?" however, he ran away. Man, the first floor really is scary. I'm glad nothing happened, I thought. And that was the end of that. Then one day, a few weeks later, I was out with my friends, and when I returned home around dawn, I noticed that I'd carelessly forgotten my house key. I didn't know what to do, but in the end, I decided to just wake up my sleeping parents and have them let me in. I quietly went around to the back of the apartment and reached out my arm to tap on their window, when suddenly I remembered that day and got goosebumps. I clearly saw the guy that day from the waist up. But even though our apartment is on the first floor, the inside is built a little higher. The windows reach your waist from inside the room, but when viewed from the outside, they sit at about 1.5 meters high. I looked around, but I couldn't see anything that looked like you could climb up on. Plus, when he ran away, it didn't look like he dismounted from anything. So, what exactly did I see? This next story is about the strange thing a young man sees when he wakes up one night after having left his curtains open. What's lurking outside? Find out in When I Fell Asleep with the Curtains Open. It was a summer night when I was in the second grade of high school. That day I had a club game and was really tired, so I hurried to finish dinner, shower, and get to bed. I went to my room, and as soon as I hit the bed, I was overwhelmed by drowsiness. So with the curtains still open, I fell asleep. Not closing the curtains before I fell asleep was a huge mistake. Despite the fact I was tired, I woke up in the middle of the night for some reason. The room was quiet, not a single sound. My attention was drawn to the open curtain, and I tried to get up to close it. But then I noticed something strange. I couldn't move. Crap! Is this sleep paralysis? I thought, and struggled with all my might. But my body wouldn't move at all. On the contrary, my body felt even heavier, and I could feel someone looking at me from somewhere. At that time, my eyes were still facing the window. I could feel a gaze coming from that direction. This is not good, I thought. I tried to look away, but for some reason, my eyes kept returning to the window. Then I saw something floating outside. It was a person's head. There was nothing below the neck. My room is on the second floor, so it was impossible for someone to be looking in from the window. I struggled even harder to look in a different direction, but it was no use. Then the severed head looked at me. His forehead was split, his hair a mess. It was like the blood-covered head of a warrior fleeing the battlefield. At that point, I lost consciousness, and when I opened my eyes again, it was morning. Since then, I always make sure to keep the curtains closed when I go to sleep. It's not uncommon for severed heads to take on a life of their own in Japan, and there are many stories about this in Japan's past. perhaps the most famous, is of Taira no Masakado, a samurai from the Heian period. He was killed for rebelling against the government, and his severed head displayed for all to see. But even after death, his head did not decompose, and one night it up and flew away, landing in modern-day Tokyo, where a shrine to the man still stands today. Now, our next story is about a man's misadventures with a public toilet early in the hours of the morning, and the sudden realization that he's not alone in there. Find out what happens in Public Toilet. I was going home at around 2 a.m. when my stomach started to hurt, so I dropped by the toilet at a nearby park. There was a story that a homeless person had committed suicide at this park, so in general I would never go there late at night, but on this particular day, there was no way around it, so I went in. It was dim and eerie, the walls dirty and covered in graffiti. The toilets gave me a chill, and even though I was scared, I somehow managed to finish my business. Afterwards, I realized there was no toilet paper. There was nothing else I could do, so I decided to go and get some from the female toilets. I pulled my pants up and went outside. The female toilets are built so you can't see in from the outside. From the entrance, you can't see anything inside. If there was someone in there, I'd look like a pervert. So I yelled from the doorway, "Excuse me. Excuse me." There was no answer, so I nervously peeked inside. Something immediately felt off. I don't know if it was someone breathing, but I could sense a presence. It also felt like someone was staring right at me. Looking around, I could see two stalls in the back. The right was open, but the left was closed. But it wasn't locked. There was no mark saying it was in use. I thought, tilting my head. There's definitely someone in there. They must be pushing against the door to make sure it doesn't open. But it was strange that they wouldn't answer. It was even creepier that they were sitting there without making a single sound, so I hesitated to go in. I thought about it for a bit. Perhaps there was a lady doing her business inside, and she was too embarrassed to reply. She doesn't want anyone to hear anything, so she's just sitting there frozen, I thought. So I went to sit on a bench outside the toilet and decided to wait. 5 minutes passed and still no one came out. I'd done my business without wiping, so as time passed, it was kinda gross. Determined, I called out into the female toilets again. "Excuse me, can I borrow some toilet paper?" There was no answer. Nervously, I looked inside again, and to my surprise, this time the right door was open and the left door was closed. The person inside must have moved. In the open stall, I could see about 8 toilet rolls stacked up inside. As I saw that, the blood drained from my body. Ah, they want me to go in there. They're trying to tempt me in. It was likely all the toilet paper had been taken from the male toilets, and they were waiting for someone to come get it. The realization terrified me, and I just stood there, blankly. Then, from inside the closed stall, I heard a deep voice, like that of an old man.
"I've got some toilet paper."
The door slowly began to open, and the moment I saw inside, I took off running. To this day, I still can't erase from my mind the horrible, rolled back eyes I saw from that gap. Our last story for this week is about a young man who visits an abandoned theme park to check out whether rumors of something strange appearing there are true. What he finds, however, may prove to be even stranger than fiction. Find out what happens in The Abandoned Theme Park. This is a story that happened to my friend, Ji-san. At the time, there was a rumor going around at our part-time job about a blue bear that appears at the haunted mansion in the abandoned theme park. Ji-san was completely drawn into the story, and apparently went to the site of the theme park to check whether it was true or not. He got lost in the mountains, however, and by the time he reached the park, it was already past 9 p.m. He stopped at a gas station on the way, and asked the female clerk how to get there, because he didn't realize he'd just been driving around the mountain in circles until that point. He's a bit of a scaredy cat, but having gone all that way, he took out his digital camera and torch and went inside. Who knows how many years had passed since it was last in operation, but the place was overgrown with weeds and the rides were rusted. He couldn't tell what building might have been the haunted house, and going inside one, it was just humid and full of mosquitoes. It was kinda gross, so he took a few photos and decided to leave. As he was walking back towards the entrance, he was so surprised he fell over backwards. There was a girl standing by the front gate, staring right at him with black eyes. She looked to be about 8 years old and was wearing a white dress. Drool was running down her chin and she was swaying side to side like a metronome. G couldn't move. The next instant, the girl ran at him at full speed. He tried to throw himself backwards, but he couldn't move. The girl grabbed him, and he passed out. Then he had a dream. In the dream, the creepy little girl said the following: "You mustn't come here ever again. You saw a woman on the way here, didn't you? You should take a different way home, so you don't see her again." When she finished speaking, Ji-san woke up. It was morning. "What the hell?" he said. "The woman I saw? Did she mean the clerk at the gas stand? What?" Ji frantically searched his memories. Sure enough, the smiling woman who was working at a gas stand way out in the middle of the mountains. Her mouth was up there, and her eyes down there. No way! Why is her face upside down? When he spoke to her, nothing had seemed out of the ordinary at all. But suddenly her face was like a pin the tail on the donkey game. It was all messed up. Or rather, it had always been that way. But he was only just realizing it now. Like the girl said, G took the neighboring highway home, going the long way around. He felt like that clerk with the messed up face was chasing him the whole way back, so he didn't look in the rearview mirror once the entire way home. The next time we met up for drinks, G told us that the little girl was likely a guardian spirit. So did you catch the hidden twist in today's opening story? The guy mentions he took a photo and saw a strange woman hiding in his closet, looking at him. He took it to a medium, but she said there were no spirits in the photo. So, if the woman wasn't a spirit, what was she then? Sometimes real human intruders are scarier than ghost ones could ever be. And that's all for this week's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or Facebook for even more scary stories, tidbits, and updates. And if you haven't picked up Koabana Volume 2 or 3 yet, you can grab both for 99 cents each, starting on Friday the 13th. This sale only lasts a week, so don't miss out. And I'll see you again next time for even more Koabana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koabana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koabana.net now.